From Global's newsroom, 27 people are in hospital after a car ploughed into a crowd during Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. Four children are among those being treated. A 53-year-old man is being held by police who say they're not treating it as terrorism. City Council leader Liam Robinson has described what happened as truly shocking.
What had been a joyous day, not just for Liverpool Football Club, but the whole city, with the incident that then happened after the parade, everybody's deeply shocked and really upset, and our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that was affected, particularly those people that are particularly poorly in hospital.
A change in focus on apprenticeships in England is being outlined by the government. Public funding will be prioritised for training at lower levels for the under-21s instead of at master's level. And the King is preparing to give the address at the state opening of the Canadian Parliament. Charles is only the second British monarch to do so after the late Queen in 1957. And the weather, cloud and rain spreading across England and Wales with some strong winds, becoming drier for Northern Ireland, while Scotland will see sunny spells and showers, a high of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, and thank you for getting in touch today. Lots of weather information. Ursula, who used to live in Essex and is now in Plymouth, says it's damp and musty. Thankfully, the music is anything but. Welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Meet penguins in Antarctica, the frozen continent.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Starting with style today. That was the third movement of Schubert's Trout Quintet from the Schubert Ensemble. And Simon Rattle was with us with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra for the march from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. That was number 76 in your Classic FM Hall of Fame, inside the top 100. That's where we began this morning. This is Dan Walker. Here until 10, it's all about the music between now and then that you decided had to go in your 2025 chart. On the way, Edith Piaf meets Celine Dion with one beautiful song. First, though, number 16. It is equally wonderful, Ashokan Farewell.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
We love that one at Classic FM. Isn't that beautiful? A memory of Celine Dion's performance at the 2024 Paris Olympics. That was Gauthier Capuçon with the Chamber Orchestra of Paris with Marguerite Monod's Hymne à l'Amour. And before that, another beautiful piece of music, Jay Unger's Ashokan Farewell. That was the band of Her Majesty's Royal Marines, and Major J.R. Perkins was conducting. Thank you so much for getting in touch this morning. Hello to Kim in Northampton, who's enjoying the music while she's in bed with the flu. Sorry about that, Kim. Hope the music is helping, though. Roz in Suffolk says everything is helping to improve the dull weather from Classic FM today. Thank you, Roz. And Amy is in Cambridgeshire. Good morning, Dan. I'm having a very rare day of working from home all alone while my daughter visits the bears at the zoo. I'm currently plodding through emails with Classic FM to ease me in. Well, do you fancy spending an afternoon with a fawn? A Cleveland Orchestra under Pierre Boulez with Debussy's Prelude à l'Après Midi d'Enfant on Classic FM in the Hall of Fame Hour today, where we take you from Debussy to Brahms.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Wonderful stuff. Some brilliant music for you today on Classic FM Breakfast. And as the Hall of Fame Hour as well continues all the way through until 10 o'clock today, I'm glad you're enjoying what we've got. That was Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, transcribed for orchestra by Leopold Sikorsky, and that was José Cerebrier and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. And before that, we had How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place from Brahms, and that was the Orchestra Revolutionnaire et Romantique and the Monteverdi Choir. John Elliott Gardner was conducting. Now, Ali Jones was lovely enough to step in last week, and the good news is he's back again today. He's looking after the gaff for Xander while he has a little break, and he has some serious goodies coming away from 10 o'clock, kicking off with the very first piece ever played on Classic FM all those years ago. Do come and say hello in about 20 minutes' time. First, though, you might remember this young man from Tunbridge Wells with an absolutely stellar performance at Classic FM Live last year. It is the one and only Freddie De Tomaso.
the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Embrace your inner scientist with onboard projects and lectures.
Classic FM.
Immense. The finale of Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D. Maxim Vengerov there with the London Symphony Orchestra. And we had Freddy De Tomaso with Puccini's Nessun Dorma just before that from the Philharmonia Orchestra and Apollo Voices. Played that for Laura in Northern Ireland, who is on her way to Donegal for a Year 6 residential trip. I'm sure it will go swimmingly. See you back here tomorrow from 6:30 in the morning. I've got another One Piece Why for you just before 9 o'clock from one lovely listener remembering his university days, plus loads more. All the usual furniture for Classic FM breakfast. Don't go anywhere because Alid Jones is standing by on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
A wise woman once said, heaven is a place on earth. And it is, because you've created it with an elegant collection of delicate bouquet vases, apothecary vases, and sculpted glass vases filled with flowers. You might have hay fever, but hey, it's worth it. Bless you. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been, when you discover hidden gems and amazing sights, when you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it? 500 miles?
More like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas May 30th.
When you sail on a Saga cruise, you really can relax, because so much is included. A choice of speciality restaurants? Included. A balcony with every cabin? Included. Wonderfully attentive staff? Included. Spotting a whale out at sea? Included. Realising the whale is actually just a wave? Included. Search Saga Boutique Cruises 2026 season on sale now. Experience is everything. T's and C's apply, over 50s only.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Gearing up for beach days or looking to refresh your summer wardrobe? Two has you covered with 20% off all Two clothing until Tuesday the 27th of May. Shop Two for all the family this summer in-store at Sainsbury's and online at two.co.uk. Two works every time. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, a child is among two people seriously ill in hospital after a car ploughed into a crowd in Liverpool. They were among dozens injured during Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade in the city centre yesterday evening. Police say they're not treating it as terror-related and are urging people not to speculate about the circumstances. Classic FM's Liam Gotting has the latest.
Well, the chaos and carnage of what happened last night is still evident here on Water Street this morning. Broken glass, beer bottles, abandoned bikes and e-scooters all scattered in the road in front of me. Officers are lined up and down the street from top to bottom, and a huge blue and white forensics tent sits in the middle of the road as police continue their investigation. We spoke to Les, who was on Water Street and saw the whole thing happen. This is what he told us.
And people were like panicking upstairs where we were, trying to get the building because they were scared.
but he doesn't like it. I mean, he's just gone, foot down, he's gone.
A 53-year-old man from the Liverpool area has been arrested and is still being held by police.
Ministers say they're rebalancing the system for apprenticeships in England. Funding for postgraduate ones is being scrapped, with a promise to create thousands of new places for under-21s instead. The far-right activist Tommy Robinson has been released from prison. His 18-month sentence for contempt of court was reduced by 4 months at the High Court last week. Industry figures show food inflation has risen for the fourth consecutive month. Prices are now 2.8% higher than a year ago, with fresh food seeing particularly steep increases. Edinburgh's winter festivals were worth almost £200 million to the city last year. That's despite the cancellation of the outdoor Hogmanay events because of bad weather. Reports found 2.8 million people visited attractions like the Christmas market and